This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
How are you?
Gentlemen, I am great. I am just around the corner from you. Well, I thought I should just go to the studio, but then Andy said there's never any room for me there.
We have 2 empty seats for you 24/7. You're always welcome to sit with us. We're only on for 4 hours a day. But if you want to hop on at 2 o'clock in the morning and start talking Cavs, you're more than welcome to. How's that sound?
That would be wonderful. I'm up at that time, so it would work out well.
Very true.
Sammy, yeah. How are the Cavs going to be able to do anything with these restrictions? And, you know, we hear people talking about, okay, Jared Allen, Darius Garland, are they on the trade? Evan Mobley, we're going to trade. Like, I think there's a sense of reality, but do you think this is going to be an active summer for the Cavaliers?
It'll be active, I think, in a sense. I don't think there's going to be any big splashes. I don't think that that's something that they have, you know. Sure, they're going to listen, they're going to explore, they'll look around, but the reality is I think that they prefer to keep this core together, you know, and that makes sense because, number one, they like it. They went 64-18, and number two, they don't have a lot of wiggle room financially to make a lot of big moves, and they don't want to make a big splash. They just want to bring in reinforcements. And I think that, yes, is something that's possible and something that they'll be able to do. But as far as the Mobley talk, the Allen talk, the Garland talk, I wouldn't take any of that too seriously.
All right, let me play devil's advocate. You've kept the core four together now for 3 years. You've changed coaches, going from one successful coach to another successful coach. And yet you've been knocked out of the playoffs well short of your goal in second round for the second year in a row. How do you make it better if you don't make a change to that group?
Well, I think you look, okay, let's take the Oklahoma City Thunder. They lost in the second round last year, right? They had a great regular season, finished with the top seed in the West. They kept their players together. Went out and got a couple reinforcements. Went out and got Hartenstein, Caruso. Not big splashy moves, just guys who played strong supporting roles.
Yeah,
right?
Good basketball players.
Good basketball players who fit in with the rest of the system. Look at the Boston Celtics of 2 years ago. Didn't get to the finals. Kept getting knocked out year after year with Tatum and, and Jaylen Brown as their core. Went out and got, you know, Drew Holiday. Went out and got Kristaps Porzingis, which was a little splashier move. But those are the type of things that the Cavs, I think, are looking to do, which is, and have the capability to do. Keep the core together. Let's add to it. Now, DeAndre Hunter, a full season with them is probably going to be one addition. You know, what they're viewing as one so-called addition. And, you know, can we keep Ty Jerome? Can we keep Sam Merrill? These are the other things that they're looking at. So I don't think, Jeff, in fairness, 3 years is a very long time to have a core together.
I would agree.
Especially when they're, yeah, you know, when they're growing together. So I think that as much as fans hate to see this, you try to ride it out. And guess what? You have all the way to February to make a deal if you feel the need to do that.
I was just going to mention DeAndre Hunter. Sammy, I've seen his name thrown out in some trade rumors that he might be a piece you could move to bring something in. And my response to that was, well, he's the piece that you went out to get because you didn't have anything like him, and I think he's vital to what they want to do moving forward. He's one guy I wouldn't want to move at all.
No, because I'm in agreement with you there, because he's, you know, he's the 6'9" guy who defends wings, hits shots, and I think you really need to give a guy a full year. I thought he played very well, but you need to give him a full year in his new surroundings, a training camp, all of that stuff, to get mentally adjusted to playing with his new teammates that are still relatively new. He'd be one guy. What are you going to get in return? Probably a guy who's either just like DeAndre Hunter,
right,
and now you're starting from square one, or somebody who's not as good. I just think a lot of things that we hear and see are just trades for the sake of making them, which very rarely work out well.
Could you see him starting next year? I love the idea of him playing with Mitchell, Garland, Mobley, and Allen.
You know, I've talked about that a few times, Jeff. Actually, I think that, and nothing against Max Strus, because he's fantastic. He's the one guy that always is mentally tough. You know, we heard Kobe Altman talk about that. But I think if you're going to start 2 6-foot-1 guards, as dynamic as they are, they're all stars. I think that you have to consider a 6'9" small forward as opposed to, you know, Max Strus 6'3.5", 6'4". Small forward, and that's nothing, again, nothing against Max Strus,
no,
but maybe
bring Max off the bench. Bring him off the bench.
Right? And he's playing about the same amount of minutes, right? So
sure.
I don't think that that's the impact, but I think if there's going to be, if people are looking for a big change next season, that could be it. DeAndre Hunter, with that extra 5-6 inches, is your starting small forward next to Mitchell and Garland, Mobley and Allen.
Sam, what are the Cavs learning about being successful in the playoffs by watching this year's playoffs?
I would hope, Andy, that they're seeing these other teams that are, you know, the Thunder, the Pacers, even the Knicks, and even the Timberwolves before they, you know, fell apart, all are very physical teams in the sense that, oh, the refs are going to let us get away with this? Well, then we're going to do it. You know, we're gonna do a little more scratching, clawing, grabbing, shoving. Not dirty, but to the point where it's like we're right at that line. We're not going to cross it, but we're right there. And I think that that's one thing that this group of Cavs, this core, has seen over and over. And that's something that they need to utilize. Now, whether that's, you know, somebody that's not on the roster yet that they bring in, you know, bring in a playable backup center who plays 15 or 20 minutes and just, you know, bring some muscle, or whether these guys, the current group, adjusts and plays more that way next playoffs. I think mostly that's what they're seeing.
Sam Amico joining us from HoopsWire.com. HoopsWire.com. Something's happened this postseason, Sam, that has made me think about something involving the NBA playoffs that I don't like at all. I don't like the idea that I actually came up with. So I want you to help me shoot it down. It's been weird to me how many lopsided games we've had in the playoffs. And, you know, think back to 2016 when the Cavs won the NBA championship over Golden State. There were lopsided games in that series. But Oklahoma City just is going to the NBA Finals. And let me give you some numbers. They had games against Minnesota, wins of 30 and 26 points, and they lost by 42 and won the series in five games. So only two games weren't blowouts. Against Denver, it went seven, but they had wins of 43 and 33 points. Against Memphis, they had a 51-point win, a 19-point win. Now look at Indy. In the Cavs series, there were five games. Three of them were decided by 20 or more points. Cavs won one of them. You can keep going. You know, Knicks did the same type of thing. I wonder, and I don't like this idea, are teams kind of pacing themselves? All right, we're up two, so we don't have to bring it tonight. Our energy's not going to be there. The other team is. I just thought, how competitive would this be if you said, best of three, fellas, get after it, let's go. I hate that idea. But I also hate watching playoff games decided by more than 20 points.
Yeah, well, first of all, I thought your suggestion was going to be a running clock, which
which isn't bad.
That's not a bad idea.
Although all the comebacks you've seen by Indiana, I mean, you know, who knows?
Yeah, right. That's true, and the Knicks. But yeah. if you remember, and this is before my time, but I do remember reading about it. The first round used to be best of three. Remember that?
Sure did.
Back in the old days, but. I mean, they're not going to do it because obviously for financial reasons, but I don't think that's a terrible idea. Or, you know, if you go up 3-0, the series is over, because guess what? It is. We've seen the teams are like 100 and 1,012 when they're down, you know, 0-3. So I don't know. I do think it's human nature when you have a 2-0 lead, especially like the Pacers, where in each of the last two series, they won both the first two games on the road. That you have a little bit of a letdown in that next game. So, yeah, you know, I think by and large the playoffs have been fantastic.
I agree.
Those games.
Yeah, I hate my idea because I love a best of seven, except so many games this postseason have just been blowouts.
Yeah, and that's true. It does seem like more than usual, but I don't know. Maybe the running clock. Maybe best of three. Maybe if you're down 20, that's it. You lose the series.
Like the Cavs in the Miami series. Cavs, you know, sweep Miami. They won by 21, 37, and 55 points. I mean, like, why bother? It's not
watchable.
I have found it annoying. Yeah, like last night. To be honest, I'll be honest with you. I was watching other stuff, and I tuned into the Oklahoma City game. And they were up by like 25 to 30 points in the early, late first quarter, early second quarter. And I thought, well, there's no reason for me to sit here and watch a 30-point blowout. And I turned the channel. And I came back and I kept checking. Is it still 25, 30? Yep, it was. All right, Oklahoma City's going to win. I just don't find that very entertaining.
No, and I think, you know, part of that was the Minnesota Timberwolves just mailed it in. And I don't know if you can do anything about that, but... You're right. It's not been great when there's those big blowouts. It's not good for the fans, and it's certainly not good for the product overall, for the NBA overall, when that happens.
This has been kind of curious. We've been talking a little bit about this too. What's going to happen to Giannis? What do you think happens?
He's under contract.
He's under contract. I don't know. It's going to come down to Giannis. It's not a team. The Bucks aren't looking to trade him, and they have no desire to trade him. And, you know, they don't want to do that because they probably learned from, I guess it's, what, 50 years ago now, this summer, with July of 1975, when they traded Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
And that didn't go well for them. So they have a face of the franchise in Giannis, and all I can tell you is I know that they're meeting. He's going to have a meeting with ownership and the GM there, John Horst, and a lot's going to come down to whatever that meeting is about. I will say this, and this is not my opinion. This is something that another general manager shared with me. International players tend to be incredibly loyal to the team that drafted them and the team that's trying to build around them. That's why, you know, we saw Luka Doncic cry when he was traded to the Lakers, yeah. right? So yeah. I think that there's, and it's just a cultural thing. Internationally, they're just, it just seems like they're more loyal to their employer. Now, I don't know if that's entirely true. It was a theory from another general manager. So I personally think Giannis will be back with the Bucks. I have a hard time seeing him demand.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A trade, and that's the only way they would trade him.
What impresses you most about Oklahoma City? Is it what they're doing right now, or is it that they've done all this with a lot of young guys and still have assets moving forward like absolute crazy? I just think they've done a great job, Sam.
Yeah, you think about what they've done with 68-14 record, dominating in the regular season, and how they've played in these playoffs, and this team they put together, the second youngest team to make the finals in the last 70 years, trailing only the Bill Walton Blazers in 77. And yet you look at how many first-round picks they have coming up, which is basically more than anybody. You got to get a little bit lucky. Nobody knew Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was going to be this good, right, when the Clippers traded him in that Paul George trade. They never would have made that deal. But just the way that they built around him, that when they hired their coach, Mark Daniel, everybody was like, who? So there are so many ways to build a winner. And they went about it, what people will tell you, is the right way. They didn't go out star hunting. They didn't try to form a big three. They built an entire team with a coach who fits their personalities very well. So they were very fortunate in that sense. But what they've done, you know, their defense is just relentless. I don't know that I've seen an NBA defense this good in this era, in the past 20, 25 years. People don't talk about that enough. But then you factor in that they have all these assets. They're not going to have room to add all these assets, draft picks, because they're line of set. But you can go trade. And look, if the Milwaukee Bucks want to trade Giannis Antetokounmpo, or if they find out that they have to trade him, there may be no team in better position to get him than the Thunder. So they've really set themselves up, and that is, you know, I think that the Cavs are run very similarly to them, and that's why I say, you know what, don't blow it up, don't panic, don't get, overreact to losing in the second round again. Just stay the course, And, you know, a team like the Thunder shows you that, hey, it can work, even if you're a young team.
And just so everybody knows, Oklahoma City has two number ones coming up in this draft in a second. They have three number ones in 2026, a couple of protections on that from Philly and Utah. They have a number two. In 2027, they have two number ones and two number twos. And in 2028, a number one and three number twos. In 2029, two number ones and three number twos, four number twos, five number twos. They have picks like crazy sitting there waiting to be put to use.
What are you going to do with all those?
I don't know. You're going to trade them for star players, Sam. You're right.
That's exactly what you can use those for.
Yep.
You know, when there's an all-star on a team that's not winning, here, have these picks, and all of a sudden the Thunder theoretically get even better.
Yep.
Who do you like tonight?
I'm with Jeff. I like the Knicks at home, but I think this series is over. I think the Pacers are going to the finals. It's just, the Knicks may have one last hurrah in their own building.
And then who do you like in the finals?
If the Pacers keep playing the way they're playing, I'm not going to completely count them out against a incredibly good Oklahoma City team, but I do like the Thunder. But if the Pacers have been playing like this, they continue to play like this, physical, elite shot-making, it's going to be a whale of a series, and I think it's going to be a really, really fun matchup, even though people are complaining about the market size and all that. I think this would be – it's set up to be a fantastic finals, one of the best we've seen in years.
Agreed.
Sammy, as always, we appreciate you. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. I promise next time I will come fill one of those empty chairs.
Blaze, there's plenty. We could put three of you in here if you want. Just go eat some.
Oh, I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
Goodbye, Sam.
Desmond.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
How's it going? Andy, you can't wait for the Knicks to lose tonight, huh?
No, I hope that they either lose this game or lose game seven, just because I think the fans have been great. I like the Knicks, and I'm just kind of disappointed in the way things are going. Jalen Brunson, he has definitely become one of my favorite players in the NBA.
He's awesome.
I love watching him play, but I think Indiana is just so hot right now, despite what we watched in the last game. I just think Indiana's going to wrap this thing up.
Well, they needed a miracle in game one. It should be 2-2. So if you think the most clutch player in the NBA is losing tonight at home in front of the Kwisatz Haderach and the entire Bene Gesserit at the Garden,
yes.
Crazy. This game's going. This is going seven.
I think the NBA would like for it to go seven. I agree with that.
Sure, the NBA would.
Well, it depends if Scott Foster is going to be involved. Tim Donaghy's best friend. This guy's an abomination.
Come on. I know. I like to complain about referees, too, but you're better than that, Dez. Dez, you're better than that.
Listen, Halliburton's shot in game one.
Yeah, should have been a three. Yeah, I agree. Should have been over at the buzzer.
After the gather step, he took three steps, double dribble. Listen,
is this
okay.
Your first time watching the league? They've been doing that since Jordan.
Okay,
come
do
on.
That. You don't do that to the Knicks in the Garden in the playoffs.
Oh, because it's the Holy Land. That's right.
If you want ratings, if you want Indiana versus OKC and nobody watching, if you want the Knicks in the if the NBA were smart, they'd want the Knicks in the finals.
I don't disagree with that, but you know what I want?
Yeah,
I talked about that yesterday. I want the best basketball team. I don't want to sit here and talk about ratings and the fact that New York is market one. I mean, I want the best basketball game. And it's been entertaining, I'm not going to lie.
The Knicks would give the Thunder a better time than the Pacers. That's a fact. They match up better. We got the size. I don't know if the Knicks are going to make it. Like, I'm pretty confident we're going seven, and we'll see what happens in game seven. But if you don't, here's what I'm saying. Like, with Giannis, the Knicks fans are already talking about Giannis. Like, we want to trade, you know, Cat, Mikal Bridges, three first-round swaps. You know, that could elevate the Knicks.
Does Giannis want to play 39 minutes a game?
That's a valid point.
But this is the Knicks' first year as a team together. This is their they've gone to the Eastern Conference in their first year as a team.
I give you all kinds of credit, man. I do like the Knicks. I'm not gonna. I normally would. You know what? Over your thoughts, but I'm not gonna disagree with you.
And Dez, would you give up Cat and Bridges for Giannis and all those picks?
Yes.
Okay.
The only thing I wouldn't give, I have a hard time giving up Anunoby and Cat and three first round draft swaps. Like, I don't care about the picks, but Anunoby and Cat. That's probably what it's going to take to get. Well, listen, he's top three player in the league.
Yeah,
you know, and he's a two-time MVP. Brunson and Giannis together would be pretty devastating.
That's
but,
really,
you know,
that's
I
true.
Mean, but this is their first year together as a team, and they've, you know, it's a nice season, and you might not want to destabilize that. But if Giannis makes it clear that he wants to come to New York, then, yeah, I think you got to do it.
Des, you got any high rollers in your suite for the game?
Or yeah. No? I got Katie Holmes. I got Olivia Wilde. I got Kate Upton. I got the Olsen twins are next to me. Chloe Savini, Ricky Gervais, Robert Pattinson, Calvin Klein, J.B. Smoove, Larry David, Seinfeld. Should
Wait,
I keep
but,
going?
But Larry's on the – are you sitting on the floor or are you sitting in the suite?
Oh, no, I'm up – no, they're down on the floor.
Yeah. But, who's next to you in the suite? Like, why can't you get any of those guys up there?
Katie Holmes, Olivia Wilde.
It's impressive. I'm not going to lie.
You got to send us a picture.
Emmy Rossum. You like her?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just waiting. Look, I got to be honest. I'm waiting for Larry David to stick his feet out and trip somebody. I'm just waiting.
Anya, what's her name? Anya Taylor-Joy. You like her? She's next to us.
Don't know her.
The girl from The Witch? That movie, The Witch? You know, she's like, I don't know what else. She's in that chess movie, too.
All right, Des. Well, look, if they go game seven, you're taking Jeff and I to the game. We're going to the game.
Want a picture.
All right, game seven, me and Katie Holmes making out. All right.
Goodbye. Thank you. Too much information from Des. I do love to argue with him sometimes, but I don't argue with Des. I just think the Pacers are playing too well right now. I can't walk away from that. I cannot walk away from that at all. Jeff, let's go back to your original thought. Maybe we'll talk about this for a little bit more too. Why should the NBA maybe even just think about going best of five?
Okay, I don't like the idea. Okay, let me, again, can I say that?
Mm-hmm.
It's my idea. I don't like it. And it's almost as if, all right, well, we got our two, so we're going to let our guard down. And then we're going to get our brains beat in. But that's okay, because then we have the next game at home or whatever, and we'll bounce back. Can you imagine the intensity that these teams would play with if they are playing three-game first-round series?
Oh, my God. It'd be awesome.
It would be. I would think it would be incredible. And I didn't like it back in the day. I remember when they had three-game series. I didn't like it. However, with so many teams, you got 10 teams playing postseason basketball, whether it be play-in tournament or, you know, and then playing to get into the playoffs. You have 20 teams. There are 30 in the league. So you've got way too many teams in there. They're not going to eliminate rounds of the playoffs. We know that. They're not going to do that.
No.
It's a television product.
No.
And they probably don't want to shorten it either. But can you imagine how intense it would be if it was a best of three? And you want to make it a real home court advantage.
But do you really want it to like make the regular season not matter if you do a best of three?
That's the hiccup.
Yeah.
For instance, if Oklahoma City had to play a best of three in the first round after winning 68 games in the regular season, well, that's an aberration. That's terrible. Maybe you structure it that guys that the top two teams in each conference get a bye. Again, I don't like this idea. I like a best of seven series, but I hate blowouts. Blowouts are ridiculous. I paid very little attention last night because I didn't tune in right away at Oklahoma City and Minnesota, and it was done. Who wants to watch a 30-point NBA game? So I just checked. I just kept checking back, and they never caught up. So I didn't watch hardly any of it, and I'm almost ashamed to say that, except the game was over by the time I tuned in. The Cavs beat Miami by 21, 37, and 55. Well, why did they have to play four games? You know, the Cavs had the best record. Maybe you should get a bye against what was the 10th seed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. How would you do best of three? If you were just doing, how would you?
I would think.
First game on the road next to the better record gets the second two games?
Well, except for one thing.
Now your back's up against the wall.
Right. You could play all three games. Like if you went best of three, the number one seed gets three games at home. Every game would be at home.
That would make things meaningful.
The upper seed might get. If it's two against seven, you know, the top two seeds, top four seeds all get nothing but home games, something like that. And again, I don't like this idea. You know what I like? I like great basketball in seven-game series.
Can you buy into best of five over best of three?
Yeah, I could do that. Yeah. for my idea that I don't like.
Yes.
Indiana beat Milwaukee. You ready? They played 5 games against Milwaukee. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The games were decided by 26, 16, 19, and 16 points. So every game was at least a 16-point game. They weren't all blowouts all the way along, but they weren't good. You know, and Indiana won that series 4-1. Against the Cavs, they won 4-1. Games were decided by 22, 20, and 22 points. Cavs won one of those games by 22. But the Cavs lost by 22 and 20. Well, why? Why is this happening? And is there a way to fix it?
I don't know. Off his rocker, or is Best of Seven the way to do it?
I think I am off my rocker.
Is Jeff off his rocker? 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.